What's your name? Welcome to the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast. I am the good brother, Christian Blends. This is Matt Boogs.
AKA Boggs.
And Troy Johnson 3000. And we have our first guest slash host.
Most likely guest.
Most likely, because he's going to be super inconsistent. Michael Mezzacapo the Barber.
Yay. That was a shitty entrance. You're really pissed about it.
I mean, it's way better. It's way more effort than ours.
Welcome to episode two.
Episode two slash Mikey sorta here. Today is absolutely gonna be a WrestleMania review, and I gotta say, you know, through
well,
all
hold
the-
up, right before that, we have to mention that we actually promoted Troy up from NXT. He's on the main roster now.
Oh, me.
Troy's on the main roster.
One episode.
Main roster, Troy.
Mikey, he's still in NXT 2.0.
Yeah.
2.0.
That's fine. Troy's going to job for a good year. and then he can make it up.
Right, but back to business.
Back to business. So, WrestleMania through its ups and downs. Out of 10, 7.8, dude.
Woo.
I'm going to give it a 6. Day 2 was terrible.
Yeah.
I totally agree, but I'm probably still going to give it a solid 7.
7.4.
I'd say we're around the same place.
We're around the same place. Yeah.
Mikey definitely coming out swinging. Wants to disagree with everything. Yeah. It's like, I hate it.
That won't be the term.
Day 1 was a 9, though.
Day 1 was phenomenal. Day 1 was phenomenal.
Right. In all of its, even with the Knoxville and all that. It was
Knoxville good. Match was good.
It was good.
If they didn't fuck up the mousetrap, it would have been even better. But.
Yeah, the mousetrap. What was that? The fucking PVC pipe?
Was it Knoxville on the second day?
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Oh, it was day two. Yeah. No, you're right. Oh, shit.
I was drunk for both days. It was a good time.
On love.
Yeah. Well, dude, we did shots for every time there was a roll-up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Super drunk.
Woo. Yeah, I had it.
And because it was a WWE... because it was a WWE...
ring?
There was hella roll-ups, dude.
Of course.
It was mostly roll-ups.
Yeah.
And that Jameson bottle, I bought a gallon. Did not, I think I got a quarter of it left. Just insane. Less than a quarter. I'm being honest, dude. Yeah, it got pretty bad. Troy started denying shots, which
yeah, I had to.
Let's talk about it.
I had to.
That's a rule, I thought, right?
Yeah, so I think
if it's poured,
some kind of consequence.
If it's poured, what? It has to be drink?
Yeah.
Drink?
And he,
drink,
he
drink.
Denied it, like, what, twice?
Twice. Day one.
I almost didn't keep
track. I
no, you did it.
I don't drink often.
You added DD.
You did have a designated driver, too.
That angle was terrible.
Oh, grow up. We've drank Jameson before.
It's all right.
Is it all right? Stop banging so far from the mic, dude. What are you doing? You got to be cool.
Step up to the mic.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty good. Boogs.
Busted up his knee.
Yeah. Did you?
No, Boogs did.
Rick Boog
oh, Rick's
did.
Boog did. Yeah.
People think they changed the finish for that.
Do you think that was a real knee injury?
Yeah, they're saying they think that he's getting Nakamura surgery. And Boogs were supposed to win the belts.
Well, that costed you two. Definitely.
Yeah,
because I thought
that they were going to win
Usos.
It.
Huh?
I took the Usos.
You did take
I
the Usos.
I took Boogs and Nakamura.
Maybe if you brought your notebook, you would know that.
Oh, hey, well, I know where you placed, so let's talk about that. So the bracket definitely happened.
I'll take a bronze medal every day of the week.
Yeah, so in first place, there is a tie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tie.
What's the tiebreaker?
Well, let's talk about the tie first. Me and Boogs, definitely, we know our wrestling. Proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
I have like a respectful hate for you right now because I wanted to win. And I didn't win. And that lizard is really fucking shit up in the back. You hear it? Yeah. There's an entire
get that boy a mutt!
Yeah, yeah. So, once again, we're coming live from the Head of State Barbershop where we currently have lizards in cages. And you'll hear that periodically in the back. So, that's fun.
Hopefully the board, yeah. State board doesn't hear that.
You know, state board, they're kind of stuck up, Ricks. They don't really listen to anything. Right. Fuck state board. Mm-hmm. And then we Head of State Barbershop from Parma, Ohio, right outside of Cleveland, where every single podcast will be recorded. Not to say there's always going to be an episode with Mikey Mez on it.
I'll be here for
not every episode.
25% of them.
That's true, always. Right there. That's about as out of state I heard all night.
A good quarter of them. I'll be here.
And if he's you know what he does, he sets himself low. That way he can't really disappoint you.
There you go.
And under then he's promise, always overachieve. Yeah. Absolutely.
There it is. Set the bar low so I can't disappoint anybody. That's what I live by.
Right. So, day one, total success.
Yes.
Absolutely. We had the Bianca Belair match with... Oof.
With the botch. Oof.
With the botch.
Yeah.
We did see the botch.
She got a little busted up.
Yeah.
She did. Oh, did you see the eye next night on Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fucked. We called it out immediately when it happened when we watched it. That was off that top rope, the front flip. Heel caught her right in the eye. Looks pretty harsh.
I think she's supposed to be laying down for something.
Or right place, wrong time.
Well, because she came down with the heel in her face. It looks like she was supposed to land with her butt on her.
She can land with the butt on me. No, yeah, and you know, as expected, which is super unfortunate. I'm a big Becky Lynch fan, even big time Bex. I like big time Bex.
No, but I'm glad that Bianca won the title.
Yes,
it was honestly probably the one.
She deserves it.
Match of the night.
That match was definitely up there for match of the night for sure. I mean both.
I mean I disagree with match of the night, but it was definitely up.
I think it's up for consideration though.
That's absolutely.
That overall.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As usual, the women. At least on the day one, they were freaking brought it.
The women have been really wrestling for like the past 2 years, and had, like even with the Women's Evolution pay per view, you remember that?
Yeah.
Showed out.
Kind of, just because it's how bad WWE is, they've been keeping up and competing with the men. Like honestly,
No, they have. They really have. Yeah. They really have. But I would definitely say that match, out of 10. Boys?
7.5.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say probably 9.5. That was
a
good match.
No, it was not that good.
I don't think it was
that
good. 7.8.
Yeah.
8.5.
I think that's even a little high, to be honest.
Yeah. I was a big fan. Great spots. Especially with the finishers. Great spots.
Yeah, but that botch was like really bad.
That KOD... was she meant that motherfucker? Yeah. She slammed her like she's like, this is my WrestleMania moment, and she hit that finisher unlike I've yeah, absolutely. And it was honestly, it was incredible. I did like that. You know, Becky Lynch definitely did her thing. She definitely set it up being the how did we feel about Becky Lynch's look?
I thought that was super weird.
It was good at first that she took off the glasses.
Yeah.
I was like, no, put it back on. Please.
Not a fan.
Not a fan, dude.
I want to see how she can make it work, though. Because, in my opinion, she's made every other gimmick work.
Oh, she's made everything. She got her nose broken from a punch from Nia Jax and literally transcended. Like, dude, she just transcended everything, bro. Yeah. Like... held her arms up, wiped the blood on her shirt, looked up like, I'm the baddest motherfucker, and that's where the man was born.
Yeah.
Like, that's not nothing you can plan. You can't write that.
Right.
That shit happens organically.
So, and I think she'll make this gimmick work the same, to be honest.
Yeah. You keep coughing on the podcast.
I'm trying to play it that way.
Yeah,
sorry, we'll we don't have a dump button.
Right. Cut it out.
This isn't the Howard Stern show.
Okay, boys, RK Bro, the Street Profits, Alpha Academy, Raw Tag Team Championship. How we feel about that match?
I thought the Street Profits were going to win. So.
Hey, Randy. No, I definitely, so for the bracket, I definitely had the Street Profits winning.
Same. Yeah, I thought the Street Profits were going to win.
You did not.
He took RK Bro.
He did take RK Bro. That's where
yeah,
he got.
I figured they were going to
retain. That's where he tied me. That's where he tied me.
I'm surprised you didn't. Take RK Bro.
I thought you were gonna as well.
Yeah, but based on
I feel like you being probably the biggest Randy Orton fan that I know, I feel like you're not completely sold on the RK Bro tag thing. I think it's like mainly because Randy Orton kind of is just like really great by himself. So.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me to. I mean, but to be honest, he's so great that he's taken the tag team belts and he's main evented Raw. Like tag team belts don't main event anything.
Yeah.
And he's made them work that way. But it's like at the same time, I keep expecting this moment where Riddle catches an RKO.
It's gonna happen.
And we're pushing Riddle to really start. Going on his own. He tried to come out as a singles, didn't work. They stuck him with the GOAT.
Yeah.
What are you gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like how long does that last though? Because Randy Orton is not a friendly hug you, bro right. kind of guy.
Yeah, but he called him his friend.
I know.
He said the F word.
He did say the F word.
Can I cuss on here?
Yes.
No.
when he fucking RKOs him though, finally, it's gonna be phenomenal.
That's gonna be a big.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be the best thing in wrestling when he
Absolutely.
Does it.
Absolutely, and we all know Riddle end up winning that feud because Orton puts people over.
Yeah, but Orton will put him over in such a way that it'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Put Riddle over in such a way that he'll even end up chasing the Universal title or the WWE title.
I agree. But the whole thing with my view on the match was the Profits have been doing heel moves.
Yeah.
They've been heelish. I'm like, all right, we're getting a solid turn at Mania. I was confident. It's like, why would you not? And then they start Mania off with that. I'm like, all right, that's right. Mania, don't give the crowd what they want right away. You know, keep them guessing. And, I mean, based on me tying for first. Pretty predictable, you know, but that's my whole thing. And then they didn't fucking heel turn them. They stuck them in the ring, start pouring fucking Kool-Aid in their stupid fucking cups, and then they're handing it to everybody. And then it hands to Gable Stevens. Fuck Gable Stevens until you're wrestling a
He's
match.
Not even there yet.
Yeah, like, oh
I
my
agree.
God. And I like, agree. That was a solid moment. That was a Mania heel turn moment. And you fucking just didn't do it, and I wasn't upset that I lost it, the match, like the result. I'm more upset that you just didn't at least heel turn them. Like Perfect. Even losing, you should have heel turned. Even if you lost the match. But I mean, to be honest, RK Bro is the best thing that Raw has going right now.
Yeah, at least tag team wise, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Not they're main eventing.
Because Bobby Lashley's still on Raw, right?
Yeah, but he just came back.
He's phenomenal, though.
Yeah.
Bobby Lash is great.
He's been doing good work, I definitely will say. He's definitely coming to his own. But, I mean, to this day, though, like, I mean, if I'm watching, like, when Raw came here and they started off with that match, that RK Bro match where they got the belt back, no match that whole night caught hype and went over like they did. It was crazy.
I could see that, too.
It was crazy. And it was like kind of like not disappointing the rest of the night, but it was like you're expecting another climactic moment, and it's like we didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like that.
Right.
You know? And I'm not saying that as an Orton fan, because like anything Orton does, I'm good with. Mm-hmm. Here, RKO'd Stacy Keebler. And I love her. That girl got me through puberty.
Right.
You know? And then when he RKO'd her, I was like, no, I get it. Sometimes you gotta go, dude. Like, there's definitely a couple X's I wish I would RKO'd. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Out of nowhere!
Out of nowhere! What did you just do to me?
I did this. It's over.
Yeah, yeah, bitch. And then, you know, but I, you know, but like, and I'm not just coming that from like an Orton spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Randy Orton, but I mean, Hill Orton's a goat. You know?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do we rate this match?
Great spots, to be honest.
Great fucking match.
Great spot. I go solid 8. Solid 8.
I'm going like way higher, like a 9.3, 9.4. That was a great match, I thought.
8.
Wow. 8.
I missed it, so I can't even.
Oh, yeah, somebody was late to the
show.
You
were a little late, huh?
We're not going to talk about how late you were day 2, so.
For a good reason.
I'm on day 2.
I don't even mind saying that, though, because day 2 was fucking trash.
Yeah, day 2 sucked. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, right? All right, so let's see who we got next. Whose match was next? We should have all this ready. Bobby Lashley and Omos. Yeah, yeah. I said Omos right this time.
Omos.
I said almost.
almost right. Said it.
Yeah. So Omos versus Lashley.
Lashley won that match, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good match. Omos sucks by himself, though.
Yeah. Well, he was taking care of Lashley, though. I got to say that in a couple of the spots, he was definitely taking care of Lashley, which you wouldn't expect from somebody that big, because you're getting, like, I don't know, we've seen Ryback,
right,
who just refused to take care of anyone.
No.
But, like, when Omos, like, when him and AJ Styles split, I was just kind of like, all right, I'm over it. I was like, what's AJ Styles doing? I don't care what Omos is doing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, at least how I feel, at least.
Dude, like, his teeth is what does it. I don't care anymore. Maybe after his first year and he's had a big WrestleMania match, hopefully he takes that and fucking fixes his teeth.
What if he had an advocate? Something what if he was a Heyman guy?
Ah! Heyman wouldn't waste his time.
He doesn't fit the mold.
Yeah, but if
he
Heyman
had somebody
put him over,
a mouthpiece
cool.
for him, though.
Dude.
Well, which is, I guess, basically going to happen now if you watched Raw. Not
yeah,
to jump
right.
around.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so, I mean.
I but, like, what are we going to do, though? You know, like, are we just going to stick Heyman with everybody that can't fucking talk? Or are we going to start holding
people
responsible?
But that's what people like Heyman are there for, though. And he's been doing that for 30
years.
Well,
CM Punk, though, he didn't need it. It just.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I just think it gave more.
Vince never had faith in CM Punk, though, I feel like. That's
just
why
made
he
him
stuck
more
him
legit,
with people
I
that came in.
I think when he led in ECW, when ECW was brought back and CM Punk became the guy, I think Vince definitely had to take a look.
Oh, yeah.
And then Vince had so much faith in him that he turned him into an overly worked workhorse.
Yeah. Which
killed him.
We could do like
almost
a bonus
literally.
Podcast just on CM Punk. Like
dude, I got fucking days of content for CM Punk, dude.
The Mark Cast.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. So then, I mean, when we were coming up with the names, where the fuck were you?
Yeah,
with
I know,
that?
Right?
So, you know, Omos, I mean, I really didn't care for the spots in this match, to
like
be honest. I'm
like
pretty sure I was pouring drinks anyway.
Like a 7.
It was a filler.
I think 7. You're being generous.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 5.
Oh, that's so low. You're being
that
disrespectful.
Is,
No, it's a 5.
Based on day 1, that was a 5.
I'll give it a 6 just because.
Just because you're dick.
No,
and
just,
you don't agree
just because of Bobby.
You're so stupid.
I'm sticking with 7 because I love Bobby Lashley.
So,
wow.
Okay. Well, yeah. Talk to him, Troy.
I mean, hey.
Go ahead, tell me, Troy. Go ahead.
No, it's all right.
No, go ahead, tell me.
It's all right. Because it was graded on this website, a C+. So, I think.
C plus, well, that website's wrong.
So. I agree. All right, Sami Zayn, Knoxville.
Oh, that was fucking
Let's
awesome.
Talk about it.
I thought that was
great. Bam, bam, bam.
That was day 2, though.
That was day 2.
Was it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Says day 1 right here. Oh, day 1. Mm-hmm. Refuse to listen to this website, then.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was a stupid website. They gave him a C plus.
They gave him Absolutely. Alright, let's see. So, what else do we have for the... We had the Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins.
Oh, great match.
Yeah, dead.
10.
10.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, I get that.
The surprise that surprised no one.
We called it. Right. If you listened to the first episode, you know...
I didn't.
Absolutely.
Wait, check that out. First episode.
Incredible match. Incredible match.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, didn't
We all pretty much called it too. We all agreed that to be determined, Cody Rhodes was gonna win, and he kept his theme. We love that.
Yeah,
we love that.
The whole look, everything.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, arguably they're in the top five of current active best wrestlers right now. Can we agree with that?
Top five right now, wrestling,
solo,
Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes are definitely in the five.
Right.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
You know, obviously you got Kenny in there.
Yeah.
Kenny, definitely Roman right now.
Roman Reigns, yes.
Yeah. Roman Reigns. Who would you guys pick as a fifth? I like the spots of Guevara, but Guevara's not a top five guy.
No, he's not a top five. He's great, but he's not a top five.
Yeah, so would you think it would be... No, you know what? I'm going to go to Mikey Mez's boy. Will Ospreay is definitely in that fifth spot.
Don't forget about the GOAT of independent wrestling.
Will Ospreay, who was
Will that? Ospreay is literally the GOAT of independent wrestling right now.
Absolutely. And he is what Kenny Omega was.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's running New Japan. He's running England. He's running he's like the rest of Europe. Crazy.
He's doing incredibly. Definitely Will Ospreay's top five.
Keep this up. You might get yourself right out of NXT, buddy. Yeah. You might be back on the main roster.
I need the upgrade right away.
You and Troy definitely got to have a match then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do death matches, though.
I don't wrestle unless you put a title on.
I got a title for him.
I think Chris would lend me a title.
Can't give him handouts.
You can't give him handouts.
You gotta earn that shit.
Well, whatever. We'll do a squash match.
All right, guys. Charlotte Flair and Ronda.
I think I'm taking a shot.
I definitely lost this match. I definitely picked Ronda. I thought this was when. Because Vince is just so over on Ronda just because out of the hype and the revenue that she really brings in. Her revenue stream is, it goes without saying.
Yeah.
So but they gave Charlotte the win.
Yeah, because Charlotte would literally cry if she didn't have the belt.
She quit.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, it was completely, it was definitely not what I expected. And honestly, that's what I love out of a WrestleMania. You don't have to go the opposite way of every match.
Yeah.
But you gotta throw some shit in there that we didn't expect. You can't just. I get sick of how right I am sometimes.
You know? You should be a WWE writer.
You should.
Oh, it would be much darker than it is now. I would have to just write for SmackDown. I couldn't write on USA. Kids watch that station.
Do it!
Right. And then the girl kissed the other girl. And then she said, there's nothing this other girl can do about it. And then they all had a big bra and panties match.
Like, puppies!
Puppies! Look!
Stupid. So stupid.
Steve Austin and Owens.
Oh, great match.
Hold on.
Okay.
You still got it. Absolutely. Austin still has it.
Yeah.
Kind of stiff at first. Looked like the Robert De Niro kicks from the Irishman for a second. But once he got loose.
But let's talk about, I mean, how he came out, too. He walked out, turned back around, got the quad.
Yeah.
Brought the quad back. You got to bring it. I thought Brock Lesnar was going to come out and steal it again.
I know. That
would have been pretty cool.
Steve Austin, day one was great, but day two he sucked, I thought.
So Stone Cold celebrates way too long.
15-minute celebration in the ring.
Well, he was probably trying to soak it up because it's
his last match.
He went through 218 packs, dude. Right. I don't know if you guys know Matt. That's 36 beers. And that's way too long on air. And then he started stunning people that had nothing to do with it. He told a kid out the crowd, "Come, hey, come here." Yeah.
You want to drink a beer with Stone Cold?
Yeah. You want to have a beer?
What?
Good old Stone Cold.
What?
You want to have one beer?
What?
Two beers?
What?
Three beers?
What?
Four beers?
What?
And then a Capri Sun?
What?
and then fucked that kid up. He was fucking everybody up, dude. Everybody caught a stunner that night. Like leaving, I'm pretty sure that was fun. You have fun? Yeah, Dad, it was so much fun.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God, dude. He just stayed way too long. I'm like, I'm pretty over it.
Steve. Bed, Steve.
Yeah.
Hold that. Right. Do we believe this is his last match?
No.
No.
He'll be back.
Hell no.
In great shape.
Dude, he'll be back for every reunion. He'll be back for
it. He was like, yeah, wrestling's still fun.
Yeah. Did you say it just like that?
Yeah. Well, no. You know what I mean.
He said, well, if you ask me, I had a good time.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, every time they're in Texas, he'll be back.
Every time. Every reunion, every major fucking point in Raw's history until he dies.
Yeah.
Until he dies. And he's gonna die fucking trying to give a promo.
What?
What?
Alright, so after that, we had Ms. Logan. The Ms. Logan versus Mysterio.
Logan Paul was great. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul looked great.
He did great.
And performance was solid.
And let's make this very clear. This podcast is not a big fan of either. Either or either. Whatever one you prefer. Of either. Logan, Paul brothers are fucking trash.
If you had to put up with one,
Logan,
okay,
for sure. The one that's actually established,
yeah, Logan,
who has a valid wrestling career,
yeah, state champion wrestler,
yeah.
He
out of Westlake, not Cleveland,
yeah,
not
Cleveland is not
Cleveland,
yeah.
Got famous, name that.
Got famous on Vine and not fucking Disney Channel,
yeah, and then made fun of dead people in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, hey, everybody makes mistakes, right?
And anybody could have done that.
Anybody could have done that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that could have been any of us.
Me being
kid thought he's gonna
a Pokemon fan, can we talk about the $6 million card that he had around his neck?
Mm-hmm.
Which Pokemon card was it, Troy? Why don't you step up for this one?
All right, so I don't remember the name of it, but it was a Pikachu card. It was a trainer base set Pikachu card.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of like the only PSA 10 graded base set Pokemon cards. The thing was worth $6 million.
Which is a big deal if you actually fuck women.
And he bought, a big box of rare Pokemon cards for $3 million that he could resell for like $50 million.
Pretty genius. No, the guy knows what he's doing. I mean,
he's going to get money.
What can we say about it?
I was mad.
He's getting money. That's what we can say.
Great job, guys. We lost our one listener. Let's continue with the podcast.
Just cut that part out.
Right? Wow. Wow, what was said? I think I missed it. Let's repeat it. But, yeah, absolutely. I'm literally all about this match. I called this match correctly again. Yeah, I definitely seen Miz and Logan winning this match. I think the Mysterios really, they don't really lose any kind of credibility by losing this match. And Logan was brought here, big money pool. Why would you bring someone in to lose?
Yeah, I agree.
But then what I didn't expect, a skull-crushing finale from the Miz. I did not expect that. We liked that.
Yeah, it was pretty slick.
Big pop, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, as soon as he started to cock his head, I'm like, here
he just
goes.
Like slowly just looked at him. I'm like, oh, here it comes.
I don't trust anybody raising another wrestler's hand up.
Yeah,
ever
I
since
agree.
Marty Jannetty and fucking
mm-hmm.
Marty Jannetty and fucking Shawn Michaels.
The barbershop.
Yeah.
Ironically.
At the shop where the Rockers broke up. I don't trust a single partner. Dude, if I'm a wrestler, don't touch my arm.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm going to hit you with a finisher first.
That heel turn was perfect.
That was great. Very Miz-like.
Yes.
And it kind of saves Logan to come
and
back.
And only the way that Miz could do it. I mean,
yes.
There's a lot of people that just, I don't know, he just.
I think it's because Logan's trying to, I think, honestly, he tries to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I
oh,
think
yeah. He,
now it's unfinished
a,
business. Now, yeah, now he's got, dude, he did great.
He made all his
bro,
spots.
Bro, he did
yeah.
the three amigos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into the fight.
And then he fucking Eddie Guerrero tribute to the biggest heel way possible, which is beautiful. This podcast is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
If you would have just kept going, nobody would have noticed.
Until they heard the loud pop opening it.
Is that a fresh Coke? Nope. It's actually 78 days old.
Mr. Pip, whoever wants to pay us.
Yeah. We're pouring a big cup of insert name here. Yeah. All right. So this match, we're going to
right through the nose.
That burned a little bit.
It burns when I pee.
Sorry. Go ahead, sorry.
All right. So what are we ranking this match?
I give it 8.2.
I don't trust you. Not me, man. I'm it was good. I would give Logan's performance an 8.2, not the match overall.
I can agree.
I'm going to agree with Troy. The overall match was an 8.2, I think.
Well, I mean,
I thought it was great.
Because of the ending, that brings the, I think that brought the overall score up
to, I can agree to with an that. 8. I could definitely agree with that.
I'll agree with that, too.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just not going to say anything about it. No, I have nothing good to say. So McIntyre defeats Happy Corbin. How happy are we with this match? No
listen,
pun intended.
I feel like I'm the only person in the whole world that likes the Happy Corbin gimmick.
What?
I kinda
of
like
course
it.
You do.
You absolutely like are the only person. I don't like think it. Baron Corbin likes the Happy Corbin gimmick.
No, he doesn't.
And like that, the happy days instead of the end of days. I think that's hilarious.
Don't like it.
That shit's awesome.
Happy like days instead. That is a good one.
Yeah,
I do
like
that.
I think that shit's awesome.
Right? I fucking hate it. Yeah. All right. Is it basically not what we've seen all of COVID?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough.
I mean, did they not just run this match into the ground?
Yeah, for a year.
Into the ground. They ran that match, bro.
Yeah,
it's,
that was a bad thing.
You have no new spots we haven't seen.
Yeah, I agree.
Literally, you would have to, Drew McIntyre would have to bust out with 619, and it would have to be reversed into an F5 for me not to see what you guys are arguing.
That was sweet how he did hop over the ropes and completely cleared them.
McIntyre,
it was the best
we've
spot that.
I feel like we've seen that though.
It's still,
I don't know.
That's still impressive.
Yeah, no, absolutely it is. Every time
he's
does it, somebody that goddamn
too.
Big, yeah. It's a big strong man.
Mm-hmm. It's just for men, hair, beard.
Yeah, and his forehead that's starting to get bigger every time we see him. Mm. Anyway, speaking of guys and baby oil, we have the New Day versus Sheamus and Ridge Holland.
This was lame. This was a glorified squash
yeah,
match.
Yeah, I mean, this might as well have been a women's match.
Once again, I think the women's match is better.
Oh, yeah.
It's about time you stop being sexist.
You chauvinistic pig.
Yeah, no.
Chauvinistic pig. I love it.
Women's match definitely would have been better, Phil. And that's why.
That shit was terrible. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, that match wasn't great. They're like, oh, New Day wins.
Skip it.
No. I definitely expected the New Day to win.
Yeah, and actually wrestle. I mean, they just, I don't know, it was just lame, stupid.
It was stupid. Stupid as shit.
That should have been like on the early show or something.
Yeah.
The pre-show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, you had, I definitely just, I don't care about the New Day anymore, I think. That's probably unpopular to say.
I agree with you.
I don't care about the New Day. Give Xavier Woods his push already.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've literally
pushed everyone else.
Yeah.
And he's honestly the most entertaining. I did not, dude, I never cared about Kofi.
It was just overdue.
I think that's what it is. It was definitely way overdue. But you know, just honestly didn't care for it in the slightest.
Wasn't that Triple H when Kofi dropped his accent? It's like, hey, what happened to your accent?
Yeah, what happened? I thought you were Jamaican. And then he just looked like shit. I did fuck up, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anyways, day two. You boys ready for day two?
We did like four matches from day two, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just checking.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's go.
Okay, do you want to stop now?
Yeah. Then? I never said that. A lot of negativity to this podcast.
I don't like it. I don't like it, dude. Does anybody else want to take over?
No, keep going.
Now looking for new guests.
You're doing great.
Take notes.
All right, so Edge versus AJ.
Great.
Good.
Great.
Not great.
Good, great.
No, it was good.
Great.
Not great, but really good.
I really don't like all this pressure on me. I fucking hated it.
You didn't like it?
I'm just playing. Oh, it was great.
Great.
Yeah, I loved it.
I was about to say.
I loved it.
So what do you grade it?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the entrance. Alter Bridge gave a new entrance to Edge, and
I'm biased about it. I think it's a 10 out of 10. So you like it that much?
Oh, he's an Edge head, bro.
Edge is my favorite wrestler.
I really like it, but not Jesus.
Guys, don't talk over each other.
And like he said, Alter Bridge gave the new entrance, which like fucking put me in the fanboy.
Or was it Miles
mode.
Kennedy just doing it like a solo?
Was it just Miles Kennedy?
Well, Alter Bridge broke up like 10 years ago, so it probably realistically was just Miles Kennedy. It probably was.
Right. Or he. It would be sweet if he did it. I don't know. Could be with Slash's band too.
Well, the contributors.
So, I don't know that kind of information because I still haven't given...
You're a contributor. They're the conspirators.
Conspirators, you're right, yeah.
You're a contributor.
You're right. You know what I meant.
So, I'm still punishing Edge for that live sex show, so I don't know much about... you know? That was a giant waste of time. I thought for sure we were going to see Lita's tits.
Right?
I was positive.
Right?
I was positive. Well, she paid enough for him. She might as well show him off.
Right.
You know? Major spots. Anybody recall a great spot from this match?
I don't remember it.
Getting a chunk ripped off his face. Walking out the dentures.
It was great. What kind of spot did you guys... I think it was a great ending. I love pairing, you know...
Damien Priest
with Edge. That is beautiful.
He needs Edge.
He definitely... Well, you were starting to wonder after dropping the United States title, where was Damien Priest headed? You change his music, which I hated. I love the whole pretend arrow shooting it and the screen catches on fire and his name comes out. You changed that. You took it away. He had major... He was definitely over. He works hard. You know, he was putting that United States belt up every single week, really working hard. You push him over this many times. So what's next after he drops the belt? I knew he was headed in the heel direction. I did not expect him to be paired up with Edge.
No, I didn't see that coming.
No.
And we love that. We love when we can't see things coming.
I feel like Edge is kind of like creating his own brood.
Yeah, I can see
definitely.
It. Great take, Troy. That was a really good one. he worked hard on that one.
Yeah, I did. Way harder than Mikey will ever put. I'm glad to be a part of this.
Yeah,
that's why I'm only here a quarter of the time.
Yeah, so I'm definitely, you know what, I'm gonna go. It was a good match.
fuck you.
It was a good match. I can't recall really any crazy spots from this match.
To be honest, me neither, but I love Edge, so I'm sticking with great.
All right, Pat McAfee.
Oh, dude, whoever said punters aren't athletes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pat McAfee did great. He showed out.
He definitely seen the athletic side of him.
Mm-hmm.
We love that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been practicing for, like, ever.
And he was what, training in Puerto Rico or something, right?
Oh, Logan Paul was training in
Puerto Rico. Oh, that was Logan
Paul. I'm not an Austin Theory guy, but I'll give it Austin Theory credit.
He put him over.
He definitely did a great job putting him over.
I'm starting to have a whole nother appreciation for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Austin. I was with Troy. I thought he was just annoying. And then you started bringing up certain things. Especially when you compared him to a young Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I started... I separated and I just watched him work, and
It's very Cena-like.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a hard worker.
Right.
It's like no matter what gimmick you give him or what storyline you give him, he's gonna see it through 100%. And we love that. He's even working the selfie thing. That's fucking stupid. But he's out there. Right. Like, he came up with it.
Yep.
Yeah. You know?
I like theory.
I do like that. I do. Like, super athletic kid. Mm-hmm. Great physique.
Pause. Mm,
no, physique. No pause. I meant it. I'll say it again. Austin Theory has a great physique. I doubled down, dude. I never back off.
Anyways.
So back to Pat fucking McAfee.
Like,
dude, give that man a contract.
Yes.
Yeah. Give him a I want to see more Pat, dude.
You gave more Bad Bunny. I definitely would like to see way more.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, everybody gives Bad Bunny the fucking Canadian Destroyer spot. They're like, he looks so great doing that. When that move is pulled off completely from the other side of it.
Yeah.
That is a bottom move, bro.
It's the other wrestler,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the other guy. It's the guy who's taking the bump. You know?
But yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great spots. I mean, jumped up to the third row.
Yeah.
And yeah. I thought he could only do that with one leg. You know? I thought he had to bounce off the one leg, the good leg, the punter leg. You know? And I thought for sure his finish, the punt.
Yeah, I thought
obviously.
For sure.
So.
Even how about him coming out to White Stripes?
Yeah, White Stripes.
That was a big.
And everybody in the crowd was like, oh.
Immediately.
This is sick. Right, I mean, for them to give that up, too, that's a big deal.
I think we have to thank AEW for the crowd being a part of, more often, a part of the entrances now.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, Shinsuke definitely had the crowd with his, but I think AEW just took it over, especially with the Jericho theme and then the Jungle Boy theme.
Jungle Boy, yep.
Absolutely. I think we'd like that, you know? But, definitely love a good White Stripes entrance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, Pat McAfee gets put over.
Yeah.
I called it.
And that was one of my favorite matches of night, too. That was high up there for me.
Yeah.
And then, on the way out, Pat McAfee gets to talking shit to the boss. The who? The chairman.
So it was cool.
CEO.
Any
boss is
fired. Higher. You gotta get real visceral with it.
It's deep. Impossible.
But so he comes out. By the way, fucking yoked for an old dude.
As usual.
Fucking yoked.
Heart's ready to explode like any second, though.
New Botox, 6 facelifts later, still fucking yoked.
Ready to go.
Yeah, and was fucking wrestling. Like, what? And Pat McAfee put Vince over.
Yeah, he did.
What? This guy's already paying dues. He just got here. So, quick podcast trivia, boys. What is Vince McMahon's finisher?
Oh, shit.
Wow. I got nothing.
Wait.
The low blow is my best guess.
I can definitely understand. Mikey.
Is it a tombstone?
Huh?
No.
Absolutely not.
The worst guess ever.
Right. Matt, not even take a stab at it.
Yeah, you didn't even guess, hater.
What is it? It's not run out of tape this time.
Come on, go ahead. Keep going. We got to hear it. As soon as you guys say it, I'm going to say it.
I don't know.
Just tell us.
Stone Cold Stunner.
Is it really?
It's the Stunner.
I was just going to joke and say that, too.
It's the Stunner, dude.
You figure...
As an ode to fuck you to Stone Cold. Yeah. Yeah. I was sitting there thinking as he's wrestling, I'm like, what the fuck would he finish with? And then I didn't bring it up. Because I'm dedicated to this podcast. To the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast. You know? Great, but, you know, besides that, great match. I even like the finish. Just to see Vince back in the ring was a beautiful thing.
I can't believe he botched that, though.
The stunner?
The stunner. He botched it so bad.
Oh,
and well, then all of a sudden we heard this.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you hear? Why wouldn't you see Vince out here celebrating?
Can we talk about how they fucked up and played Austin Theory's music first? So.
Vince, let me paint the picture. So Vince is holding up Austin Theory's hand in celebration. Like we just.
Oh yes, I did because he was like.
Fucked up Pat McAfee. All of a sudden, a song hits, and it's Austin Theory's song. And then Vince looks like, oh my God.
Oh, wait.
And we're like, all right, so something's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Why would he be surprised at Austin Theory's music?
You wish you got surprised on him.
And then we fucking hear the glass break. We're like, oh, okay, that first look makes sense now.
Yeah.
And then all in great Stone Cold fashion comes to the ring. And sort of fucks up Vince.
Little.
I think. Ish.
Yeah. Kicks him once. He bounces off the ropes.
No. He hit his knees, then bounced back.
Yeah. Comes back. I'm like, okay, he's just going to kick him again, right? And you know what? And it was just not great.
No, it wasn't.
It looked like shit, but to be honest, all of Vince's cells of the stunner have looked like shit. So it's almost perfect that it was that bad.
I think that's why Austin laughed so much.
Yeah, he's like, you fucked that up so bad, dude.
Did you see Mick Foley's
reaction to it? His kid recorded the action. Yeah. Reaction,
that shit was hilarious.
His kid?
Yeah.
Which one?
What?
His son.
It was his son?
No, it wasn't his daughter.
Oof.
Mm.
Oof.
That's a whole other.
Noelle Holly?
She's hot.
Or not Holly. Foley?
She's hot.
Oh my God.
Noelle Foley?
Break out the Googles.
This is IG worthy.
What's your name?
Noelle Foley. I got it right here. You ain't got to go far.
Great. Mm. Yeah, no, that.
Okay.
Vince did it.
Wow.
Terrible job.
Yeah.
Of selling that stunner. It was
ridiculous. To Sorta Beers.
Yeah, by Hard
Seltzer. Yep. NWO 2 Sweeting.
Wow.
Might be my new phone background. I haven't started yet. Yeah, that came out of Mick Foley's penis.
Yep.
I see it.
And that was the fastest swimmer,
like,
too.
I see it, but she's still like,
I felt like all of his sperm were just in there like, yeah, I wonder who's going to go first.
Well, before he got all jacked up in wrestling and got fat, like, we watched pictures of him in high school. He was like a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
And then his tooth went through his nose.
Right. Ear got ripped off.
Oh, from the ropes when his head got caught up in the ropes? Yeah, it's not great.
Have a nice day!
Yeah.
Have a nice day!
Oh my God. Alright, so are we getting to the brass tacks of it?
Yep.
We have God Mode. Roman Reigns, the WWE Universe. I'm not even done.
Sorry, good.
We have God Mode, leader of the bloodline, head of the table, the carrier of all things WWE. Roman. Goddamn Reigns.
The WWE sucks his dick so hard that I would bet my firstborn child that Roman Reigns would have won that match. That's all I gotta say about this.
Versus. the newly bearded, ponytail braided, cowboy hat wearing.
Straight out of Mortal Kombat.
Saskatchewan repping.
8 matches a year.
Doing live shows now.
Cracking jokes.
F5 in Suplex City, repping. Son of a gun. Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
I just spit in my own mouth. Lesnar! You know, that's, and to be honest, I picked Roman Reigns. Naturally, because I know everything. But I wanted to be wrong.
Yeah.
I think we all did, yeah.
I wanted Lesnar to be over.
Yeah, that's why I took
them. And I think that's a beautiful thing they did. That's real hopeful. Yeah. And did it not end like every single Roman Reigns match we've ever seen ever?
Acknowledge me.
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Acknowledge me.
He's really dislocated his shoulder though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably, he's like, I gotta lose this fucking match. I'm gonna fucking pop it.
And even on the following Raw, you could still tell it was bothering him.
Well, he popped it back into place at the end of the match.
Yeah, like he grabbed the rope and just...
Yeah, which is, dude, that's
nutty.
I don't think I would do that.
No.
I'm like, it's out. Fucking ref, throw up the X, dude. We're done here.
Bring it home.
We're fucking done here.
Right.
Which, you know, like, great spear into a Kimura. Great spot.
Yeah, that was cool. That was super
great
cool.
Great spot. Heyman helping with the rope.
Yeah,
I was honestly expecting another Paul Heyman double cross. Like maybe it was Brock Lesnar's choice.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
It was Brock Lesnar's idea to double cross Brock Lesnar to double cross Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And then I was like, nah.
That match just honestly pissed me off because it's exactly the way every person ever expected it to go.
Yeah.
And that's why it made me mad.
Everybody and it wasn't off the rope spear.
It was like 10 WWE. Minutes.
Nothing new. We're not promoting. Like you didn't even point Roman Reigns in a direction for after Mania.
If they would have had at least like a Paul Heyman heel turn, like to help Brock, but like Roman still wins, I still would have been happier that way.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made sense, but I would have been happier.
You know, still could have worked something.
I'm just playing. But you know, anything or somebody comes out and helps Roman.
Yeah.
Somebody we didn't expect.
Right.
Something.
Fucking Doudrop came out. With her newfound tag team partner, Braun Breaker. Just comes out and sick. Fucks over Brock Lesnar.
That'd be sick.
Oh, we forgot a match.
What?
Women's tag team titles.
Called it.
Oh no.
Did we forget it though?
Yeah. Or do we just not give a shit? You know?
I cared.
You care because
Sasha, if you're hearing, I care.
You still right.
babe, if you're listening.
By the way, Troy came in last place in the bracket.
I won that match though.
What is the consequences for coming in last place?
If you ain't first, you're last.
No, it was losers have to
buy a bottle for first place.
Yeah. Okay, so what's happening? Are you in?
So we have to figure out either.
So
the
you guys.
So you buy Matt's bottle and he'll buy my bottle. All
right.
Yeah, or is there a tiebreaker, Matt?
He's a cheap whore. Do a tiebreaker.
What do you want? Do you want one bottle of booze or three bottles of booze?
Do a tiebreaker.
Well, boys, I don't think we've discussed a tiebreaker. I don't think we've seen this coming.
I'm not sure if we can. We could discuss it.
Why?
We need impartial parties.
We need a board.
I think it's between you guys.
On what the tiebreaker is?
Well, would you rather just buy him a bottle or do you want to figure out a tiebreaker?
I mean, that I just have no idea what the tiebreaker would be.
I guess it's got to be wrestling related.
Yeah.
Should we do like wrestling trivia and the first one to get one wrong has to... In second place.
Solid.
Yeah, that accent. All
right.
That's a great idea.
Solid. So,
hold on.
You got this.
Yeah, let me.
Next I need to see the answer, though.
I thought we were to give
if it I don't
for the next episode.
Oh, we'll save it for next episode?
Yeah, let's tease it. Yeah.
Me and Troy will discuss some quick trivia.
Troy and I.
Shut up!
Troy and I.
We'll discuss trivia questions, and we'll have some for you next episode.
Okay.
For who the winner is.
Das ist der Kramer Nazi.
Yeah, das good, yeah. Is it all going to be Randy Orton trivia?
No, it's going to be everything but Randy
Orton. I'm definitely going to make sure that
it stumps both of you guys.
Well, this good. Is two different eras that are going to be colliding.
Well, good.
Exactly. He so, is very attitude,
yep.
70s era nice. Wrestling.
He's like super old. 70s.
He knew the British Bulldog when he was just a puppy.
The British puppy.
You know,
I saw Ric Flair win his first title. He was just before. Taking. He wasn't limousine riding. He was just taking a taxi cab. Yeah.
He wasn't Rick. He wasn't Ric Flair. Ride. He was Rick.
Tom X wearing. Yeah,
yeah. Pleather wearing. Woo.
Right.
Movado wearing.
Commercial airline flying. He knew him before he was Ric Flair. He was just Rick.
Hunt stealing son of a gun.
Right? You know? Like, so, yeah, this is going to be, just don't go fucking Bobby the Brain Heenan on me. And that's where he would obviously do incredibly.
Yeah, you have to mix a couple different.
Yeah. Dusty Rhodes, back when he was Clean Rhodes. I can't. I have no trivia for that.
Well, his dad was a plumber. That's a great lead-in to Monday night, the Raw.
Ooh.
After
WrestleMania.
Mania.
The Raw after Mania.
I don't watch Raw.
I normally don't either. Not like on
I
the
don't watch Raw.
But really, I mean, we can gloss through this whole episode. I mean, other than the beginning.
Yeah, there was only two fucking matches.
Right.
Do you want to let's mow through fucking Raw right now? Let's get it fucking done with
speed round.
Yeah.
Speed round.
Yeah.
All right. So Monday Night Raw after Mania, usually the best Raw to tune into.
I agree.
And they literally spit on their hand.
Yeah, they shit the bed.
And they fucking just. You can't see what I'm doing right now, but it's not appropriate.
No. Yes, we've cleaned up a little bit from the original podcast.
And they just dug me in deep, dude, and just fucked me. And it was nothing like what we were excited for. No. Almost Raw is almost more exciting than Mania sometimes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my god, what's gonna happen?
No surprises.
Nothing. Roman came out and gave a super shitty promo. Like, so he's done? He gave up? Mm-hmm. He's done with these? He's over the promos?
How was the Cody Rhodes speech? It was all right?
The Cody Rhodes speech.
That was the best promo of the night.
Was great. The whole thing, except for one part. Hopefully you can watch it. Because I guarantee that part of it's not going to be showing. But instead of just coming up through the stage like he normally does, like he did on Mania.
Oh.
They stacked a bunch of boxes, and his head just popped up a little bit, and it was the lamest thing ever.
That's actually hilarious.
I was thrown off by that, but I'm like, whatever works, I guess. It's Cody Rhodes. Fuck yeah, dude.
Sure. It's your world, not mine, dude. You go ahead and do you, I guess. So his head got stuck?
No, it just because it was lame. It was, you gotta see it.
It was so they botched the only guy everybody was excited to see. That's
I guess they couldn't afford to cut a hole in it.
Hey, dude, listen. There've been plenty of glory holes with perfect holes. You know, you've never seen a botched glory hole. Why can't we see a regular Cody Rhodes entrance?
You're
right.
I got it.
I'm watching it.
Well, that's not what we need. You know, we don't need that from you. We need it on the big screen. You know? Alright. Ooh, live entrance at. Let's check it out. And we're watching it turn it off. Right after this ad. Brought to you.
Brought to you by Dodge.
Who is not paying us definitely handsomely? Ram. Dodge Ram?
No, it's just Ram now.
You're Ram.
The trucks are Ram.
Okay. Pay close attention to it.
All right, let's take a look.
We know how he normally comes out at AEW. We saw he came out on Mania.
Always gonna go with that same
You don't have to say that before your intro. Just hit the music. You know? No way! He almost laughed too.
Okay. Alright, ready? Just look down. No, 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 don't cut it off.
Wait, go back, go back, go back.
No, no, no. He's got a wheelchair ramp because all he did was he stood up from a box, kneeled down, and stood up.
I think that's why his head was stuck, because he's taller than the box.
Right, I can only kneel down so much.
He just poked out the box like, hey guys.
I think I'm supposed to be going up now.
But you're WWE. You can't build a trap door in your stage?
That's awesome.
Great. The screen, great theme still, though.
The screen is bigger than most people's houses. They can't build a trap door with an elevator?
I just see his head looking around like, hey, guys, I think you're supposed to lift me now.
Please tell me that. God, I hope that's a TikTok. That's
right. Awesome. I'm 6-something. This is a 5-foot box. What are we doing? That was great to see.
Yes, but a great promo. If anybody gets a chance to, the interview the day of would have been like the morning of
Mania 2.
Yeah. It's like a 50-minute interview that he does. He's very candid. Refers directly to AEW. Talks about wrestling Sammy Guevara a little over 40 days ago.
Is this a preview? Is this a preview of WWE maybe taking a look through that forbidden screen door?
Hopefully. Possibly. He even talked a little bit about
that. Yeah, where they've kind of, sort of, you know, they brought Mickey Jane.
But listen.
With their title.
If you remember, they were resistant at the beginning of the Attitude Era. Still with the stupid clowns and the garbage men and everything, and then...
old man knowledge.
Right. WCW was kicking their ass. Next thing you know, they started taking a page out of that book and just let these dudes roll. You know? Stone Cold and all that stuff. And once that happened, there was no looking back. So,
absolutely.
Sometimes it takes them a minute to... You know, it's like the Titanic. It takes a minute to start turning.
Sit down. No, we're not. We're almost done.
Troy has to go pee.
He's a cast member.
Yeah, you see,
have an earned the right to pee.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man. Knocking over the whole set.
You fucked everything. I was going to go quietly, but you started playing shit.
Anyway.
Hope you're not a loud peer. It's a hot mic.
It's about to get real hot. You need to get your prostate checked.
Tickle your belly.
Turn on the running water. So, what else happened on Raw, boys?
After the Cody promo.
Nothing.
Well, no, not really. But Seth freaking Rollins did come out at the end. Shook his hand.
Shook his hand.
I just want to talk about Ezekiel. That should just
happen. What are we doing with what are we doing with Rollins coming out shaking his hand? Where does that lead? Is it a sarcastic shake? Does he mean it?
I was questioning.
That's not a heel move.
No.
But he did have a dark match. Cody did.
Cody did?
Mm-hmm. Guess, Owens.
You didn't have to flush. You didn't have to flush.
Sorry.
Could have let it mellow.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, Cody and KO had a dark match after Raw was over.
Oh, okay.
That's, how'd you get that information?
The interwebs.
Wait, noise after Raw was over?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I definitely want to see more of Rollins and Rhodes.
100%. Say that 3 times fast.
I want to see a whole
Rollins and Rhodes, Rollins and Rhodes, Rollins and Rhodes. I did it. You go fuck yourself.
You're so talented.
Boogs. All right, what else happened, boys? We have, I believe Troy was the one that donned it. The, what was that? Creative Purgatory.
Last week.
Right? Creative Purgatory.
for Elias.
Yeah.
And, well, fresh out of purgatory comes Ezekiel, who is... I can't even say it with a straight face.
it's his brother.
It's Elias's little brother.
This is right after it went off the air.
Oh, this is the dark match.
Yeah, and actually, from the other angle...
Without any warning, we're just going
to
play
the other angle, too, KO is seen giving little props to Roman. That's a little pause was there in the middle.
Really?
Yep.
You mean their friends? Their friends back there?
I don't know. It looked like it was.
Is there going to be a tag team?
I don't know. New faction?
New faction? Nightmare. We love that.
Yes.
I'm not coming out of a bunch of boxes. I'll just walk out the door with my cool jacket. I'm kind of sort of coming out of the box, I don't know yet. I love Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Love Kevin Owens. Look at nobody popping. I hate WWE, dude.
Yep.
They don't appreciate shit. Yeah, so... definitely imagine that happened. Love the coat though.
Yeah, no, look at this though.
Still love the American Nightmare. Just even that idea, you know, as a gimmick. That's incredibly. That's just incredibly put together. I love it. And he's like, you know what? This is such a good idea. Stick it on the whole side of my fucking neck.
Looking like Captain Crunch.
Right? First wrestler to go from AEW to WWE.
It's big.
That's huge.
He fucking made it.
Yeah, that's huge.
I know. The talk is he's the highest paid wrestler now.
Is he?
Biggest contract, wrestler. I should say. I guess he has the biggest
contract. Over Roman right now?
He might not get paid as much, but I think the terms of it, it's largest contract. I'm sold. You gotta send me the link when we leave.
Huh?
Before we leave, you gotta send me the link.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely... so, I'm definitely into this. I'm definitely into Cody Rhodes being in WWE.
Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful look.
Yep.
It's a trendsetter move.
Yep.
First wrestler to come from AEW to WWE. That's huge.
They needed a win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For as much as they do have going, they didn't have momentum. Isn't that one of the things they had going?
You just felt them losing to AEW on a consistent basis. This is definitely a huge win for WWE. You know?
Yes.
And then WWE comes out with Ezekiel.
Right.
So.
Fuck you, Ezekiel!
Right. Yeah, we don't like that. He comes out and they're like, no, you're definitely Elias.
Yeah.
You just shaved your face. You're still pretty yoked. You can see it in your face, you know, that you're still him. He's like, no, you're sadly mistaken. I am his little brother.
Right.
But you have a really old face under that beard, so we're going to go ahead
big
and say you're him.
Marks,
yeah, it was bad. Grow the beard back out. What's wrong with you?
Instantly.
Yeah. And it's definitely his brother, so we hate that.
Yep.
That was pretty bad. Braun Breaker defeats Dolph Ziggler for the NXT Championship. Saw that coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't even know what you were trying to prove by making Dolph Ziggler the champion.
For what?
I don't get it. And then he's posting a lot of pictures with Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose is hyping him up. He's hyping up Mandy Rose. Is this a new faction? You do nothing with that. loses the belt. I'm assuming we're going to see less and less Mandy Rose now alongside of Dolph because she's, you know, cloud chaser. Zelina attacks Carmella. Who gives a shit? Austin Theory's and the Usos defeat Finn Balor and RK-Bro. Didn't see that coming, though.
Me either.
But that's a good... It's good. It's good. Austin Theory needed to win. He's been honestly losing a lot. You know? Like, even when he wins, it's still kind of a loss. You know? We have an Edge and Damian Priest promo.
Most boring. I know he's your boy, but that promo was so boring.
Yeah.
I agree. Putting me to sleep.
Yeah. I agree. It just sucked.
Even the crowd was like, we don't care. Neither do I, so...
Yeah. Did they really chant that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We like that. Okay. Maybe just fire Damian Priest now. Roman Reigns promo. Rate it.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Put me to sleep.
Like a 3.
It was short, too.
He stopped trying.
Yeah, it's just not even a 3. It's just, it's nothing. It's not
That's
even,
nothing.
It's,
I wouldn't even rate it.
Right, yeah.
Like a 3.
I wouldn't. I know I asked you to, but if you wouldn't have rated it, that would have been the right answer.
And I almost, actually, to take a step back to the whole Damian Priest and Edge thing, why is he still, I mean, I get it. Edge can cut a promo.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. He's come back and proved that. But if he wants to restart the Brood, why are we doing... We don't talk. It's all action.
Mm-hmm.
There should be flames, when another match is happening. Somebody's coming out, like AJ or KO. You should start hearing like the smoke.
Subliminal.
Yes, that's what should sneak an attack. Just because we don't. I mean, I don't know. He just talked, and it wasn't relevant to. What they seem to be building.
It did nothing.
No.
It did nothing.
It's old Edge.
You
trying to be grumpy.
I agree.
It doesn't work.
You speak after you've done a lot and we're begging to hear from you.
Correct.
All he did was interrupt a match and let Edge win.
Right.
That's
we
not...
We didn't need to hear from them, you're right.
I needed to see something else.
Yeah.
And then maybe one more thing and then maybe I'm like, all right, well, are we going to get a fucking explanation?
Right.
That's when you cut that promo.
Right.
You know, and if we know that, they should know that.
I think it took the wind out of their sails.
Absolutely. Yeah. It kind of made it boring. I kind of don't care what they have going on now. What about MVP betraying Bobby Lashley?
The moment I saw him come out first on the mic, I was like, this looks a little suspicious.
We haven't seen MVP in a while.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I was a little surprised, but at the same time, like, it's MVP. I expected from him. He goes wherever somebody's winning, so.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. So we're definitely going to see him try to grab Bianca Belair at some point. I don't see why you wouldn't hurt business, Bianca. That's the girl that,
all right, we're going.
That popped the split.
All right.
And that move.
You ready?
Yeah, so let's finish strong here. The episode.
We're still going.
Well, just so we can put a little ending on it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
can you turn Bianca Belair heel?
No.
No.
How would
it? Doesn't work, doesn't fit. I don't see the value in it.
I think the only way to get it done is to have Street Profits turn heel, then bring her in. Because obviously everybody knows Montez Ford is her husband.
That would be lit.
I agree. I could get behind that.
I like that idea.
I could definitely get behind that.
Yeah.
Only possible way to turn heel.
Once the smoke.
Right. And she'll be in the back like EST for like no reason. Like doesn't even go with the catchphrase. All predictions. Wrapping up episode 2. The WrestleMania recap along with the Raw recap. Next week, same time, we will definitely be presenting episode 3.
About town next week.
Huh? Huh?
I'm out of town next week. It's the week after.
This is all on the fly if nobody's caught on yet.
Yeah. All three of you listeners out there, I really, right. We eagerly waited for the episode to drop.
Right. So we will definitely be presenting a tiebreaker with the bracket along with a wrestling review. And by tiebreaker, I mean I'm going to win.
Yes.
I'm very confident.
We promise less WWE now as they move back into mediocrity now that WrestleMania's over. Start talking more about AEW.
Yeah,
see what they're gonna do because it honestly balls in their court now.
That's what I've been waiting for is AEW.
Are you excited?
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
So we have two AEW specialists with Boogs and Mez, and we'll see you guys next time at the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast.
Can I get it too sweet?
Too sweet it.